Good morning, everyone. Recapping you with details out of Egypt this morning. It's a bit of a chess game as the political forces in the street fight the ever-changing situation in the Egyptian government. We have this morning that President Mubarak has announced that there is a new sworn-in cabinet, replacing one dissolved as a concession to the anti-government protesters. But this is the seventh day of mass protests. There is a million-person march planned for all Egyptians tomorrow. And Al Arabiya, the news service out of Saudi Arabia, is reporting that all train services have been completely stopped in Egypt, and apparently to stop people from descending on Cairo for that march tomorrow. We actually spoke with a protester earlier this morning, a man by the name of Ahmed El-Gadar. We asked him who is in the streets. He had this answer, which says it all.
I can see Egypt, a sample of Egypt in the square right now.
All of Egypt is in the square right now. Yolande Nell joins us now from our partner, the BBC. She's in Cairo. Yolande, what are you seeing?
Well, I've just come back from Tahrir Square myself. Really quite remarkable scenes. This is the first day where I've seen people of all classes, all different backgrounds turning up in the square, Christians and Muslims, young and old, couples, some of them holding hands, and all of them joining together. There's a lot of curiosity among the people who hadn't been there in recent days. I've just seen these scenes unfolding on television, and people really wanted to join in the protests.
Now, the curiosity, Yolande, suggests, we're talking with Yolande Nell, who's the BBC correspondent in Cairo, this sort of, holding hands, this curiosity, this sense of let's see what's going on and all be together in a certain kind of solidarity suggests that the army is keeping a kind of peace on the streets. It's not as chaotic as we saw and tense over the weekend. Characterize the security situation, if you could.
Well, I did start to see a few police officers returning to the streets. Apparently, they were instructed by the Interior Minister that they should do so. But really, it's the army who is in control, if anyone is. There are tanks around Tahrir Square. You have to pass by these tanks. Egyptians are showing their national ID cards in order to go past. But it's a very cordial relationship with the soldiers. One of them even offered me a flower as I was entering the square, and I saw a young kid who was offering up some koshery, this Egyptian rice snack, to the soldiers sitting in their tanks. So at the moment, that relationship remains that way. That said, whenever a military helicopter went over, people were shouting up at the sky, "Go away, go away."
And Yolande, I know you're in a bit of a bubble there, just come from Tahrir Square in Cairo, yet we're getting reports of machine guns being fired by security police into crowds in Alexandria. The relative tranquility in Cairo is possibly not mirrored around the country. Any reports on that?
Well, I haven't heard what's the latest from Alexandria, but certainly this is a fear across the whole country, particularly among the people that you speak to in Cairo, that things could take a turn for the worse. They heard that the police were coming back on the streets, and they started to worry because the police are the ones who've had this really heavy-handed approach. You know, they've used water cannon, they used tear gas against the people, and dozens of people have died. And in Suez also, and of course the Suez Canal, we've seen really violent scenes in the past few days. So you're right, in Cairo it can be a bit of a bubble. You don't get a good impression of what's going on across the country, and in some places really things could be much worse. And even this festive atmosphere, this family atmosphere that reigns at the moment in Tahrir Square, that could quickly change if the security services move in. And I have actually seen some empty police people carrier vehicles not far from the square.
Yolande Nell, BBC reporter in Cairo from our partner at the BBC. Let's bring in Rashid Khalidi. He's the Edward Said Professor of Modern Arab Studies at Columbia University, author of Sowing Crisis, The Cold War and American Dominance in the Middle East. Comment, if you would, Professor, on two things. Number one, this reshuffling of the cabinet this morning by Hosni Mubarak, and any reports that you might be seeing of violence outside of Cairo.
Well, the cabinet reshuffle is rearranging the decks on the Titanic, deck chairs on the Titanic. I don't think it's that important. What is important, I think, is what your correspondent pointed to, the BBC correspondent pointed to, which is that out in the provinces, things are considerably worse than they are in Cairo. As she said, Alexandria has been chaotic for several days. Both more extensive demonstrations involving a larger, maybe proportion of the population, but also more violence, more looting. And Suez is a place where the security services were particularly savage, using live ammunition on protesters and killing perhaps dozens, maybe more. We don't know. And part of the problem is we're not getting any good reportage out of the provincial cities. I mean, even the Arab satellite stations have pretty spotty coverage of what's going on in the provinces. The other thing to be said is that these gangs of thieves who are traveling around and causing chaos in some neighborhoods of Cairo and other parts of the country are people who have to almost certainly be originally from the security services. Nobody else in Egypt, nobody in the cities, has weapons. And there's a belief on the part of the opposition that this is a dark regime plot. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. But Egyptians don't have weapons. This is not a Second Amendment United States. This is a country where, except in the countryside, except in the desert, in the Sinai, where the Bedouin do have weapons, ordinary people do not have guns. The only people who have weapons are the security services. So it's very worrying that many of the robberies are taking place by people who are armed, heavily armed.
All right, Rashid Khalidi is the Edward Said Professor of Modern Arab Studies at Columbia University. Are you saying that the economic divide is also exacerbated in the province and that really the story of this government crackdown on protesters has yet to be told?
Well, we just don't know, for example, how many people were killed in Suez or in Alexandria. I mean, I've seen reports that people going to morgues have found a couple dozen bodies in one case of protesters shot by the police. I don't know if those are credible reports. That's the point. We simply don't know. Whether this reflects a social divide is not yet clear. That may well emerge, and that may be one of the cards that the regime may try and play. The other thing to look to is how is the army thinking of the transition? I think the army has probably realized that it probably can't shoot at the demonstrators and retain its privileged position in society. It has also probably realized that Mubarak's days are numbered. How they want to ease him out and what degree of respect they want to give him is not clear. But they probably also realize that there has to be some compromise.
Right.
That it's not sufficient to have a couple of ex-generals and a few other cronies of the president at the top for people to go away.
Well, indeed, the center of mass may reside in the Egyptian army as this crisis unfolds. Rashid Khalidi, Edward Said, Professor of Modern Arab Studies at Columbia University, author of Sowing Crisis, the Cold War and American Dominance in the Middle East. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.